If it's being shared, liked, or reposted,
you'll find it on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Clips.
Oh, we're starting off with an engagement this morning.
Yes, this little girl, she's about 4 years old. She's very excited to show Mumsy and Dedsy, because this family sounds like they're right out of a Charles Dickens Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But she's very excited to show a little engagement ring that she got from her four-year-old little boyfriend, but they were very surprised when it wasn't a fake ring.
Who proposed to you, Millie?
Who was it, though?
Who? Tommy.
So Tommy's proposed to Millie, and she keeps telling us she's got a ring in her bag, so... Like anyone, we was expecting the
Haribo
ring. Millie, can you just go and get the ring that Tommy proposed to you with today, please? Tommy has stolen his mother's engagement ring. Three enormous diamonds and proposed to Millie.
Well, proposed to Millie. Do it.
Oh, Millie.
Says the woman laughing in the background who it's not her ring that
right.
is missing.
Right.
Exactly. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, little Benjamin.
Millie, share that with your
God
mama.
God bless us, everyone.
All right, let's get to the American Music Awards.
Yes, and a timely joke. Comedian Jay Farrow was hosting, and on the same night as Kanye West having a meltdown and ranting and raving and getting and walking off stage, Jay Farrow decided to do his best Kanye West rant.
Kanye West could not be here tonight, but he sent me his rants. So I will read them for you right now. It literally says that on this paper. I invented McDonald's. Huh? I'm a better writer than Dr. Seuss, fam. Huh? I'm Jupiter's third moon and Gargamel. The rest of y'all are Smurfs. It's about the kids, bro.
That's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Finally here, Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, no, the story, Nicole Kidman told this story last time she was on Jimmy Fallon, that when they were both single, Nicole Kidman was making it very clear at a party one time that Jimmy Fallon should have asked for her number. Like, Jimmy Fallon stood a chance to date Nicole Kidman. But
wow.
Jimmy Fallon just, he botched it. He didn't see the signs. He passed it up. So Nicole Kidman is on Jimmy Fallon again and brought up that there was even a second time at a dinner party.
What do you mean he had a buffet in his kitchen? I really do remember this.
Food laid out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
There was a big dinner party.
And who was at the? So who was in the kitchen?
My agent had said Jimmy's going to be there, and this you'll see that he can ask for your number because you know it may kind of happen this way, and you'll see. And we were lurking in the kitchen. Everyone went out, and I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're at the buffet, and this is so true, and you know it. And you still didn't ask for my number.
I can't believe it.
So you were so not interested.
No, I wasn't interested.
It's okay.
You're out of my...
Everyone's shocked. But it...
They're shocked for a different reason. They're like, why, he wouldn't have a chance in hell with Nicole Kidman. They're like, why would I even ask you?
He wasn't interested in your pretending.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, let's move off it because we've gone way off track again.
Who brought it up? I didn't even know. I don't remember going to the buffet at David Fincher's house.
Well,
David
anyway,
Fincher's house?
You had a chance to ask for my number a second time and you didn't.
I can't tell if that was awkward or not. Was that awkward?
I think it got a little awkward.
You think so?
I think so. I think Jimmy Fallon's wife, very always excited to hear these stories.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, he passed it up. She should be excited, right?
Right, but when you hear how flustered he gets about, I mean, I can still have a chance.
I get it.
And that's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Clips.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.